Donald Trump and Joe Biden went head-to-head in the third presidential debate in Nashville in a final bid to win over undecided voters. And while it was a much more civilised and restrained debate this time around, it was still full of heated exchanges over tax, climate change, race, and of course COVID-19. Our World Watch reporter Paulina Lau has more.
Facing off one last time before Americans hit the polls.
And that's exactly what.
This is where he's going. The laptop is Russia, yes. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You have to be kidding.
With just 12 days to the election, Donald Trump and Joe Biden had 90 minutes to land a knockout blow. There was policy, political posturing, and it was a bit more polite. Remember last time?
Because the question is,
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
The insults and repeated interruptions prompted new rules for this debate. A mute button for the opposing candidate for the first 2 minutes of each topic, although it was clear from their faces it took a lot of restraint. Straight off the bat, COVID-19 dominated the first part of the debate. It comes as many states trend upwards in coronavirus cases.
I learned a lot. Great doctors, great hospitals. 99.9% of young people recover. 99% of people recover. We have to recover. We can't close up our nation.
He says that we're learning to live with it. People are learning to die with it. You folks home will have an empty chair at the kitchen table this morning.
Healthcare, climate change, and immigration reform were included in the six topics. National security quickly became a discussion about Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden's, alleged dealings with the Ukrainian company. It follows the FBI confirming Iran and Russia obtaining voter information yesterday.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China.
And the issue of the president's tax returns resurfaced.
I have released all of my tax returns, 22 years. Go look at them. 22 years of my tax return. You have not released a single solitary year of your tax return. What are you hiding?
They said, sir, you prepaid tens of millions of dollars. I prepaid my tax. Tens over the last number of years. Tens of millions of dollars I prepaid.
Black Lives Matter and race was another key topic. Mr. Biden says their characters are on the ballot and that voters know who the candidates are. At times, the moderator struggled to keep the two candidates on track.
I am anxious to have this race. I am anxious to see this take place. The character of the country is on the ballot. Our character is on the ballot. Look at us closely.
Let me ask some folks. Please respond, and then we're going to have follow-up
questions. If this stuff is true about Russia, Ukraine, China, other countries, Iraq, if this is true, then he's a corrupt politician.
Right.
So don't give me the stuff about how you're this innocent baby. Joe, they're calling you a corrupt politician.
Nobody's
calling you. President Trump, I want to stay on the issue of race. We're talking about the issue.
From hell.
President Trump, we're talking about race right now, and I do want to stay on the issue of race.
Mr. Trump went on to say he had good relations with everyone.
I think I have great relationships with all people. I am the least racist person in this room.
Well, what do you say to Americans who are concerned by that rhetoric?
I don't know what to say. I got criminal justice reform done and prison reform and opportunity zones. I took care of black colleges and universities. I don't know what to say. They can say anything. They can say anything. It makes me sad.
National polls put Mr. Biden ahead, notably in key battleground states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which the Republicans snatched from the Democrats in 2016. A record-breaking 47 million early votes have already been cast, but there's still 12 days left before either Donald Trump gets another 4 years or the keys will be handed over to Joe Biden. For Checkpoint, Paulina Lau.